Text the Nation. Text, text, text. Text the Nation.
What if I don't want to?
Text the Nation.
But I'm using email. Is that a problem?
It doesn't matter. Text!
Now, sometimes on Text the Nation, we have a subject that generates so much correspondence that it seems criminally, ludicrously insane just to leave it alone there. And about 2 years ago, we did a thing on Text the Nation about public pretending, we called it. Little games you play with yourself when you're out and about just to, sort of charades you play. How would you describe it, Joe?
Well, it's sort of the theatre of public spaces, isn't it? And for instance, some of the good ones I remember from last time are if you're waiting for a friend in a particular public place, the friend doesn't turn up and you start getting self-conscious about why you're standing there. Or for instance, if you're in a restaurant alone waiting to order but your friend hasn't turned up, you might do some quite exaggerated watch looking at.
Yes, well, here
is... Or some table tapping to make it clear to everyone around you that you're waiting for somebody.
Bit of public pretending. Here's Lauren. She's a girl from Yorkshire, and she's a new listener to the show. She says, "Hi, Adam and Joe. I heard your show for the first time yesterday on the podcast as my boyfriend listens to your show regularly. Anyway, I thought you were very funny, and you reminded me of odd things I do as well. Here are a few. When in an area in which I feel unsafe, I pretend that I am an undercover policewoman and talk into my collar so people will think I'm covering some important police job and I've got backup. I have actually done this and consider myself to be a normal person. And now I've written it down, it seems a bit mental. When my parents wouldn't allow me to have a dog," here's another example. "When my parents wouldn't allow me to have a dog, I got over it by perusing the dog food aisle in supermarkets so that people would at least think I had a dog. I'm bored and I have a hangover," says Lauren.
I like the talking into your collar one. That's very good. I've got a confession to make. I used to, years ago, I had a charger for my, little MP3 player in my car. Mm-hmm. And it plugged into the cigarette lighter and it had one of those windy cables.
Sure.
And if I saw someone driving very badly or someone I was angry with, I would hold my phone in my hand and I would use the wiry cord to stretch between my hand and the dashboard and I'd talk into it as if I was a policeman. And it used to work because there's something about the wiry cord.
Looks official.
That looks official.
He must have
training.
And
people would look at me and then look again and look frightened
and
move
cord.
Away. He's a police. He's an undercover policeman. He's got a loopy cords.
Only the Fuzz Brigade have got the springy cords.
That's pathetic, isn't it? And I used to feel so pathetic after I did it. But then when people gave me the double take, I used to think, yes! Yeah.
They were doing a double take thinking, that Wally thinks he's a policeman.
Wally. That Wally thinks he's a policeman.
Wally. Hey, look, darling, there's a Wally over there. He thinks he's a cop.
They'd be right. Here's one from Rhiann Owens. "Hi, Adam and Joe. I thought a good idea for Text the Nation 1 week might be secret competition." So that's a sort of another way of saying public pretending.
It's a little subsection.
"I was chatting to my brother about how sometimes I start races with other people in the general public. For example, if I get off the train at the same time as someone else, I think, I'll race you to the top of the stairs. And I get very competitive, even though the other person doesn't know they're in a race. My brother replied that he used to have a race called the Notting Hill Gate Derby. It had rules like no running and a start and finish line. Thought this might be a fun thing to ask the listeners." So that's public pretending. You're pretending you're in a race with your fellow commuters up the escalator to make your commute more exciting.
Yeah, they don't know about it and you do. The other thing I used to do, which maybe I talked about last time we did this, was a little similar to yours. And it's a tactic I use sometimes to avoid conversations with taxi drivers. You know, you get into a black cab. Mm. And what I used to do when I used to live in London and took more black cabs was listen to my MP3 player or whatever, but then I would make notes as if I was a kind of A&R guy. And I'm so busy, I've got to make notes about all the things I'm listening to. This is a good band. Gonna go far. We got to get them for the label. That kind of thing.
What?
Because
would you be like nodding your head along to the music?
That kind of thing. I'd be sort of
so it's all designed to...
Good lyrics. This band gonna be big.
Yeah. So you're aiming it at the driver, so you're assuming he's going to look in the wing mirror...
He's going to think.
And he sees this man nodding his head with his headphones in making notes.
Exactly. Oh, I better not talk to that geezer because he's a busy A&R man from a big record company. I'll just let him get on with it.
Adam and Joe on Six Music.